This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The Coral Gables Museum is dedicated not only to fine art and architecture, but to the history of the community itself. For the museum's executive director, the venue's mission has many layers.
Thanks for having me here, Christine Rupp. I'm the director at the Coral Gables Museum.
The Coral Gables Museum is such an interesting mix to me, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about your mission, because a lot of art museums tend to focus on a very broad range of art. They don't always focus on their community, and the Coral Gables Art Museum does a little bit of both.
The Coral Gables Museum celebrates the civic arts, so we're engaged in architecture, urban design and planning, sustainable development, and preservation, both environmental and architectural. And obviously, we have a bit of history thrown in there as well. So while we do integrate art into most of our exhibitions, that celebration of the civic arts and those tangible arts to people is really what sets us apart. And because of that broad focus that we have, we can do a lot of really creative programs that engage the community in our mission. So that's really been from day one. We want to do something unique in Coral Gables. Mm-hmm. Coral Gables is a unique community. And so we felt that because we're a small organization, we really had to do something a little bit different than any other museum in the region.
Something else that's in the news a great deal now is the subject of racism. And you are bringing in an exhibition that I think really speaks well to this issue and is a topic that maybe a lot of people don't know about. So tell us about that.
The museum was contacted by representatives from Florida International University School of Humanities about a traveling exhibition that they believe would fit really well at the Coral Gables Museum. It's called Beyond Swastika and Jim Crow. It's an exhibition that's 2 years old. It was created by the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York, and it focuses on an amazing relationship that was formed between Jewish scholars and students at traditional black colleges in the southeastern part of the United States. What happened was that in the 1930s, obviously in Germany, Jewish scholars, knowing what was about to happen in their country, fled. And some of them ended up teaching in black colleges in the United States. So here they fled this environment of racism, only to come to the States and be emerged in a totally other situation where racism was in the forefront. So it's about the bonds that were formed between those two parties and how those Jewish scholars influenced these students' lives. So the exhibition will be staged in our Fuel Gallery starting in October. It runs through January. It offers a multitude of educational opportunities, and we have some great programs coming down the line.
What's your hope for the future? What do you see growing and expanding at the museum? And what do you hope will grow and expand at the museum?
What I hope will grow and expand at the museum is actually people realizing what we offer. Again, you know, Miami's a huge community when it comes to cultural organizations. And the museum's focus is so unique. And we've really, in our short two-year time span, have been able to reach a wide audience. But I'd like to see that audience broaden.
Sure.
To learn more about the Coral Gables Museum, visit coralgablesmuseum.org. You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.